The Vermont Department of Labor says the state's unemployment dropped to 4.1% in March, a 0.3% decline, and the eighth straight month without an increase. The rate is far below the national rate for March of 7.6%. Governor Shumlin praised the numbers, noting Vermont is reporting the third lowest unemployment rate in the country. Vermont Department of Labor, Economic and Labor Market Information Chief Matthew Berowitz says the state has historically reported lower unemployment rates than the nation overall.
One of the, I think, key factors that keeps the unemployment rate lower in the Vermont economy versus the nation is a very diversified economy. We're not overly reliant on one particular industry. So it's that balance of industry mix that provides diverse employment opportunities for individuals of all educational and work experience backgrounds. And I think that allows us to stay a little bit more insulated during economic downturns.
But Public Assets Institute President Paul Sillow says it's not really known why Vermont's unemployment rate traditionally tallies low.
There's a variety of theories. To some extent, it may have to do with the number of people who are self-employed. One theory is that people in rural areas tend to hold more than one job, and that's certainly true in Vermont, so that when you lose a job, you are still employed, and that would tend to keep the unemployment number down. We don't really know why it's low in Vermont, but I think the state and the federal government really needs to go beyond the simplistic analysis.
The Public Assets Institute releases a monthly jobs brief at the same time the state issues its unemployment report. Sillow says the labor force shrank by 1,650 people, and there are actually fewer people employed in Vermont than a year ago.
We checked with the Vermont Department of Labor, and when they break down the data further, they find that the number of discouraged workers in Vermont has not changed over the last year. This has been a steady downward trend, as we show in our report, over the last 4 years. That's something that the state really should be looking into.
Matthew Berowitz says there has been a trend at the national level of people leaving the labor force, but that trend is not yet occurring in Vermont.
The data does show that there has been a contraction in the labor force. If you see the labor force contracting, you'd be most concerned that people are giving up looking for work and that they have become officially discouraged and have stopped their job search. But when I look at the Vermont numbers, that population has been very stable over the last 2 to 3 years. We don't have much more information on why they're leaving the labor force.
Paul Sillow notes that statistically there can be a reduction in employment at the same time the unemployment rate goes down.
It's one thing to see the unemployment rate drop because employment has actually increased. And it's another thing to see the unemployment rate drop and have employment drop as well. That's a very significant difference.
The New York State Department of Labor released preliminary March unemployment rates on Tuesday. Overall, unemployment was 8.2%, with the highest levels in Lewis, Hamilton, Bronx, and Jefferson counties, and the lowest unemployment in Tompkins, Putnam, Nassau, and Rockland counties. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.